Hey Dan, should I buy NFTs?
Only if you want to invest in something worth less than the latest initial coin offering.
Welcome to Fleece Fest, where we talk about fake investments resembling fake art. I'm Jess, and I'm hoping my several semesters of art history come in handy during this episode, because we're talking about art, right?
I'm Dan, and no, we're not talking about art. In fact, I would actually rather put cash through a paper shredder than buy an NFT or own any of the art it supposedly represents.
Oof. Well, that's a pretty strong opinion to have about it. So explain for everyone, Dan, what is an NFT?
Other than another digital asset grifting scheme?
Other than that, yes.
An NFT is a non-fungible token. To explain, fungible means that there are interchangeable versions of something. So, for example, the United States dollar is fungible. Any single dollar is no more or less valuable than any other dollar. One is one, 10 is 10, 20 is 20, and so on. So if I give you a dollar bill and you Venmo me a dollar, neither of us is more or less wealthy than we were before.
Okay, sure, Captain Obvious, but what is a non-fungible token?
It is a mutually exclusive, no identical interchangeable version thereof representation of an asset or an item of value, questionable value, but supposedly valuable.
So what I've seen are a bunch of monkey pictures. Those are NFTs?
No, the Bored Ape pictures are not NFTs. Not NFTs themselves, anyway. The art from a Bored Ape or any other type of NFT is just a visual representation of the supposed medium of value that the NFT is supposed to retain value for. So, for example, you could have a children's drawing and an NFT that represents that children's drawing.
So if you then sell the children's drawing, you're also selling the NFT?
No! The NFT itself, in a literal sense, is just code. It's a digital blockchain recorded string of code that represents the asset itself, but does not actually confer ownership of the asset itself. So for example, even though you don't own the Mona Lisa, you could mint an NFT on blockchain for the Mona Lisa, and then use a picture of the Mona Lisa to help investors know that that's what the NFT represents, and then sell them the NFT without ever owning the Mona Lisa or claiming to own it or selling the actual Mona Lisa. And while the picture of the Mona Lisa helps explain what the NFT represents, the picture itself is not actually part of the NFT per se.
Okay, hold on. You're telling me that if I buy an NFT of a piece of art, I don't actually own the art. I own a line of code that represents the art, but isn't the art?
Correct.
That sounds stupid.
Correct.
Okay, so then what's the big fuss?
Just like all other forms of blockchain hype, someone invented the thing and their first thought was, I can make money selling this.
Oh, so it's just crypto grifting then. Okay, so should we just replay our Bitcoin episode from here and call it a day?
Tempting, but not as tempting as my deep need to point out what complete bullshit NFTs are.
All right, then I'll grab my popcorn.
The general idea behind an NFT almost has merit. The idea here is almost akin to the Internet of Things.
Dan, you can't start talking about other topics and not explain them, please. So for the rest of us, we're five. Can you explain what the Internet of Things is?
The Internet of Things is the steady adoption of internet connectivity to devices and objects that traditionally weren't connected to the internet. So think of like Wi-Fi enabled light bulbs that you can control with your phone.
Ooh, yeah, things that make my life easier. Okay, easy enough, continue.
So the NFT is almost akin to the Internet of Things. The simplest and most generous version of that idea is, what if all of our things, our possessions, etc., lived on the blockchain? So what if your house was on the blockchain? Not the physical house, of course, but a digital representation of your house akin to a deed or title. What if your car was on the blockchain? What if your furniture was on blockchain, etc., etc., etc.?
So this is essentially like the rampant securitization of everything via crypto, right? Instead of doing IPOs or fundraising, we'll do ICOs. Instead of having shares of a company, we'll buy into crypto collectives, etc. It feels like that.
Yeah, essentially. But the idea here is that an NFT can represent any tangible or intangible asset in a form that is recorded on blockchain. So something like the Bored Apes phenomenon was the invention of, frankly, really ugly, bad, procedurally generated art, quote unquote. But more importantly, the assignment of an NFT to represent that art on the blockchain. So there are even NFTs of literal shades of blue that you can buy in vending machines. You don't own the color. You just pay a vending machine money to print out a color and a QR code telling you that you now own an NFT of the shade of color.
Is this where the right-clicking joke comes in?
Yes, and fair is fair. For everyone else, what is the right-clicking joke?
People pointed out early on in the NFT revolution that a lot of NFTs were built on creating blockchain-linked images as JPEGs. And so it was pointed out that the NFT was non-fungible. Anybody could just click and right-click and copy and paste the actual art itself.
Yeah. So even though the NFT itself is non-fungible, many of the assets it's claiming to enshrine with non-fungible status are fungible. And most bizarrely, you could always just create a borderline identical NFT of another NFT. It would only be non-fungible in the sense that the blockchain would regard them as two separate things, but as far as what they represent or show, they could be identical barring that level of due diligence.
Oh, okay. So in the same way that $2 bills are fungible, they're also non-fungible in that they're literally two physically distinct dollar bills.
Correct.
Okay, so forgive me for asking the obvious here, but why did anybody think this was a good idea? Or did anyone think this made any sort of sense whatsoever?
I think the idea itself took flight on the wings of greed, as most of these blockchain and crypto things do. Someone had an idea, someone else thought it was a good idea, and they all got into a classic greater fool arms race to be the first people to own the first NFT of this or that, or created NFT-based projects to raise money, which of course has never led to rampant fraud or anything like that.
Of course, no one would ever do something so dastardly for something so simple as fungible as real money.
Good one. I think the best intentions around something like NFTs came back to the biggest use cases. The moment that I came down solidly on team NFTs are stupid was watching a discussion between a crypto influencer and a technology podcast host. The crypto influencer was telling this technology expert excitedly about how you could put your house on blockchain with an NFT and then borrow against the NFT as collateral, but without risking ownership of the home, to which the podcast host pointed out that the NFT didn't accomplish anything because to enforce the mechanisms of collateral or calling against the loan in the event of a default, they would still have to take it to court and get law enforcement assistance to help execute the necessary follow through. In other words, the NFT, despite being self-executing and the way of the future, couldn't actually influence the outcome in the real world in any meaningful way.
Well, yeah, so those are all words, and those words form sentences. That's all about I can say about that discussion. So is there any redemption for NFTs? Do you think they could ever be used in a meaningful way?
Of course they can. Crime.
Oh, okay. The most obvious answer here. Go on, Dan.
Like essentially every other form of cryptocurrency and cryptogrift, NFTs have been used to facilitate money laundering and tax evasion. Just yesterday, an NFT of a pixelated portrait of a man, literally with no more than 140 pixels of detail, sold for $16 million.
Well, I'm not an art critic, but I'm pleased to say that having taken several semesters of art history, it sounds like that value is probably bullshit to facilitate money laundering.
Because no reasonable person would think it actually had an intrinsic value of $16 million, but it is a very convenient excuse to pay someone $16 million legally for their NFT rather than trying to pay them cash for drugs, human trafficking, arms, etc.
Okay, so the obvious use case here again is crime, but are there any other possible legitimate uses? You know, can they solve problems for us and actually have a meaningful purpose?
The problem with NFTs, just like the problem with all blockchain-based technology, is that it is an attempt to solve solve a real-world problem or present a solution to a real-world problem, but like 1,000 times less efficiently and ultimately with the only people backing it being those with a financial interest in it going up in demand and therefore value. Of course, the irony is that you could use something like an NFT to build a really secure version of something like a concert ticket, but the problem is that there is nothing wrong with concert tickets today.
All I can think of is the person who decided to make pasta by grinding up pasta into a blender and then remaking the pasta. But at least at the end of the day, you'd have sort of edible pasta.
Fundamentally, NFTs are the same financially grifting garbage ideas as cryptocurrency, ICOs, and every other blockchain project. They are simply rent-seeking from other valid areas of enterprise by attempting to extract money from the pockets of the desperate and the greedy.
Well, if you ever wanted to spend your money on a line of code for an ugly monkey or a color shade, buy an NFT. It's probably no worse an idea than putting your money through an actual paper shredder.
Fleece Fests is produced by Daniel Yerger and Jessica Gettle. Daniel Yerger is an investment advisor representative of My Wealth Planners, a registered investment advisor in Colorado. And Jessica Gettle is an investment advisor representative of Pavilion Financial Planning, a registered investment advisor in Pennsylvania. Our theme song is Dr. Yes by Yari. Nothing discussed in this podcast is investment advice or any other form of advice, and the podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. If you make investments or other financial decisions because of the podcast, frankly, you weren't listening.
Seriously, what happened to the old classic ways of burning your money? Like, at least with hookers and blow, you actually kind of have some fun.
Well, I mean, if you own a Bored Ape, you get invited to their big party every year, so I guess there's that. Then again, a bunch of people at last year's event got blinded by UV stage lighting, so now they are literally going blind, in addition to being figuratively blind to how stupid NFTs are.
Wait, so they literally stared into the technological equivalent of the sun for hours?
Yep, that's how stupid NFTs and the people who buy them are.